It's Wednesday, May 24th, 2023, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with your featured story. On today's show, we're taking a look at how big investors and the folks who manage their money are thinking about Bitcoin. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's featured story is an opinion piece by Angelo Carvello, who holds a doctorate and is the co-founder of Rosetta Analytics, an investment manager that uses deep reinforcement learning to build and manage investment strategies for institutions. Our piece today is entitled Consensus Survey: Traditional Financial Investors Remain Bullish on Crypto's Long-Term Prospects. At last month's Consensus 2023, CoinDesk hosted two invitation-only investor manager roundtables, one designed specifically for institutional investors, that would be 35 pensions, single-family offices, sovereign wealth funds, endowments, and foundations, and the other for asset allocators, which was made up of 50 funds of funds, asset managers, and pension consultants. With a little help, I presented the same 10 survey questions to both groups and recorded their responses in real time to get a sense of how these mostly traditional financial investors are thinking about crypto. And it's worth noting that about half of the managers were so-called crypto natives. But here's the point. After the spectacular collapses of FTX and Celsius and the crypto bear market, how are institutions feeling about the future of digital assets? The answer is astonishingly bullish, with almost 70% of institutional investors viewing crypto investing favorably, while over 95% of managers do so. Another indication of the group's bullishness is their response to the question, when will we see large-scale institutional investment in crypto? 32% of institutional investors said it was already here, with 16% saying they expect it in the next 1 to 3 years, and 36% in the next 3 to 5 years. Keep in mind that this group self-identifies as long-term investors. Only 4% said large-scale institutional investment will never occur. Managers were less bullish on the short-term prospects, probably because they've seen an immediate decline in assets under management, with just 12% agreeing it's already here. However, 46% expected such adoption in 1 to 3 years, and a further 30% in 3 to 5. Unlike institutional investors, the managers could be talking their own book. The relative bullishness of both groups' responses was surprising, given their single greatest concern was U.S. regulatory uncertainty, which constituted 72% of institutional investors and 76% of the managers. I would have expected both groups to be decidedly bearish or at best neutral on crypto investing, and their outlook for crypto to have diminished, especially because the survey was administered after Coinbase's Wells notice, SEC Chair Gary Gensler's April 18th testimony before the House Financial Services Committee, and the widely held view that this regulatory uncertainty is likely to continue for a while. A handful of institutional investors also expressed concern about cyber fraud and market manipulation, while several managers were concerned about subject complexity and volatility. Yet, their response to what event is most likely to be the catalyst for investing or increase your investment in crypto reveal a pent-up demand. Both groups selected clarify the U.S. regulatory framework as their number one catalyst, making up some 60% of institutional investors and 64% of managers. And harkening back to my maiden CoinDesk op-ed in February, their second choice of a catalyst was solid investment opportunities. That made up 32% of institutional investors and 27% of managers. So crypto still needs to put on big boy pants if it's to attract serious traditional financial investment. The events of 2022, including the FTX scandal, did little to change their sentiment towards crypto investing. But these events are causing many institutional investors to upgrade their due diligence process. 85% of institutional investors admitted that they would improve their due diligence by spending more time vetting deals, 52%, demanding more transparency on deals, 52%, and digging deeper into operational risks, 48%. It's worth noting that survey question allowed respondents to make multiple choices. Their enhancements reveal that they've learned from both perhaps the Ontario teacher pension plans and other institutions' write-downs of their investments in FTX and Celsius. That as fiduciaries, their due diligence of crypto investments must be at least as rigorous as those used for traditional investments. Managers also plan to change their diligence process, spending more time vetting deals, 36%, demanding more transparency, 42%, and digging deeper into operational risks, 36%. Yet, investors beware, 27% said that they would make no changes, leading me to wonder how a manager could have such hubris, given their target market's response and Sequoia's and other managers' FTX experience. Because much has been written in the past 12 months about BTC's inherent investing benefits, we asked the groups the following. Do you believe Bitcoin is a store of value, 20% for institutional investors, 43% for other allocators, a portfolio diversifier, 28% for institutional investors, 30% for other allocators, an inflation hedge, 4% for institutional investors, 0% for other allocators, a hedge against banking infrastructure, 12% for institutional investors, 15% for other allocators, A reserve currency, 12% for institutional investors, 6% for other allocators. A medium of exchange, 16% for institutional investors and 3% for other allocators. Or finally, a venereal disease in the style of Charlie Munger. That was a yes to 8% of institutional investors and 3% of other allocators. Institutional investors cast votes for the predictable favorites, with most considering Bitcoin a store of value and a portfolio diversifier, and a handful viewing Bitcoin as a hedge against banking infrastructure, reserve currency, and a medium of exchange. However, only 4% of these large-scale investors and none of the managers considered Bitcoin as an inflation hedge, rejecting the trope advanced by traditional financial analysts, crypto insiders, and the media over the last couple of years. Who would have thought that Bitcoin as an inflation hedge would garner fewer votes than Charlie Munger's putdown? For our final question, I asked, what investment theme are you most excited about over the next 12 months? And both groups' responses were, again, bullish. Institutional investors and managers selected the tokenization of funds and/or real-world assets as their top choice, 52% for both groups. Surprisingly, at least for me, 20% of institutional investors and 24% of managers chose long Bitcoin/ETH, while 16% of institutional investors selected gaming. I'll admit that this survey was less than scientific and skewed. The participants chose to attend consensus and accepted invitations to these private sessions, so this is a self-selecting group. Yet, its overall bullishness bodes well for the crypto industry and crypto investing, but with the proviso that the U.S. state and federal regulators reach a consensus that, borrowing a term from environmental policy wonks, is loud, long, and legal. And that's our show for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions or comments, send the show an email at podcast@coindesk.com, or you can email me directly at adamlevine@coindesk.com. If you like what we're doing, we always appreciate reviews on Apple Podcasts or your preferred listening platform. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode of Markets Daily.